Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard. The phone number is 337-233-4017. Serving Acadiana for over 50 years.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi received her casket this morning at the start of a short ceremony. Ginsburg had been a lover of opera, and opera singer Denise Graves performed Deep River. Ginsburg was further eulogized by Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt.
May the memory of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Yita Rucho Batziro Leah, forever and ever be a blessing.
Ginsburg's funeral is next Tuesday after the Jewish High Holy Day of Yom Kippur. She'll be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. President Trump is campaigning on health care, announcing his intention to protect people with pre-existing conditions. NPR's Amy Held reports the provision, already secured by the Affordable Care Act, was part of executive orders Trump signed yesterday.
Trump has long sought to abolish Obamacare. How he would replace it and its popular protections has been less clear. In a speech in North Carolina on Thursday, with fewer than 6 weeks to go before Election Day, Trump said his plan includes cheaper prescription drug prices and an end to surprise medical billing.
If we win, we will have a better and less expensive plan that will always protect individuals with pre-existing conditions. If we lose, what we have now is better than the original version of Obamacare by far.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden wants to expand the Affordable Care Act, which already bars insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions. Amy Held, NPR News.
The U.S. government executed a black federal inmate last night for the first time in 17 years. From member station WFIU, George Hale has more.
In his final moments, Christopher Villalva prayed for the families of a couple he kidnapped and murdered during a 1999 robbery in Texas. The 40-year-old died half an hour later at a federal penitentiary in Indiana. It was the seventh execution by lethal injection since the Trump administration began carrying out death sentences in July. Attorneys had argued Villalva's race played a role in the sentencing. The U.S. Supreme Court denied a motion to delay the execution earlier Thursday. Attorney Ashley Eve says Villalva seemed resigned to his fate in a call the night before.
Christopher made it clear that he was at peace. He asked me to keep spreading this injustice in the media, but to let him go.
Villalva was 19 when he attacked Todd and Stacy Bagley on land connected to Fort Hood in central Texas. For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Terre Haute, Indiana.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 32 points. The Nasdaq is up nearly 80 points. This is NPR News. The governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and his wife Pamela say that they have tested positive for the coronavirus. In a statement, Northam says he is not experiencing symptoms and his wife is showing mild ones. He says they're quarantining. Northam is also a medical doctor. The European Union is returning to court to try to force Apple to pay more than $15 billion it claims the company owes in back taxes. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels. The EU is appealing a July decision that found the tech giant doesn't owe anything.
The Apple case will now go to the EU's highest court. The European Commission maintains its decision of 2016 that Apple's tax rate of as little as 1% in Ireland qualified as illegal state aid on the part of the Irish government. That ruling was annulled in July by the EU's General Court, which said the Commission had not proven Apple received special treatment. Commission spokesperson Arianna Podesta says the EU believes the court made errors on points of law.
These matters are of great importance in the field of fiscal state aid, and we need clarity on them.
Apple, a financial supporter of NPR, says it's confident the European Court of Justice will agree with the lower court. The company complied fully with Irish tax law. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Officials in Australia say they're still trying to save about 20 beached whales on the island of Tasmania. These are among about 500 pilot whales that were stranded there earlier this week. More than 250 other whales have died. Officials say they've gotten about 94 whales back out to sea. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include T-Mobile for Business, committed to delivering wireless service without compromise to help small businesses thrive. Customers can visit a store to learn about available business plans when switching. And Americans for the Arts.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We start off this hour of the Blues Box with Muddy Waters, recorded back in September of 1963. This is from the album Folk Singer. Chess Records put this one out, hoping to get more of the folk listening crowd to listen to their blues artists. Nice quartet with Muddy on guitar and vocals, Buddy Guy also on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, and Clifton James on drums. Here they are with a number written by Muddy Waters, a number called My Home is in the Delta.
In the Delta, way out on that bomber's road. Now you know I'm leaving Chicago, and people I show do hate to go. Now you know I'm leaving here in the morning. Won't be back no more. Well, I know my little baby. This girl don't know what a shape I'm in. You know I haven't had no loving. Boy, you know, and God knows when. Now you know I've just been sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world you been. Won't come down. I feel like crying, but you know the tears won't come down. You know I got a funny feeling. I'ma have to leave your town. Sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been.
my feet. You know you're killing me on my feet. You won't let me rest in the daytime and all night. You won't let me sleep. But the little girl, she came to me one morning and said, "Sonny boy, I apologize. Come to me one morning and said, "Sonny boy, I apologize." So I told little girl, "I'm gonna forgive you, baby, so you can have one more try." And I won't love nobody but you. Treat me kind. It ain't nothing I wouldn't do. Come home now, darling, I won't love nobody but you.
Sonny Boy Williamson II, a.k.a. Alec Miller, from August of 1955, a number called "You Killin' Me," Sonny Boy on blues harp and vocals, backed up by the Muddy Waters Band. And we heard Muddy just before hearing Sonny Boy. Muddy opening up the second hour of the Blues Box today for us here on KRVS with a number called "My Home Is in the Delta." Again, Buddy Guy on second guitar on that particular track, and it's from the album Folk Singer. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Bobby Rush. He hails out of Jackson, Mississippi. He's worked out of there for many years. And as Grammy Award-winning blues man, and what is he, about 84, almost 85 years old now. He has a new disc out called Raw Earth and Raw, a lot of sort of basic blues. He's going to do a cover of a Sonny Boy Williamson tune for us. Here's Bobby Rush with "Don't Start Me to Talkin'."
Going down the road, stop at Fannie Mae. Tell her what I heard her boyfriend say. Don't start me to talking, I'll tell everything I know. So I'm gotta gonna break up this signifying. Somebody got to go. She borrows some money to go to the beauty shop. Gets out on the street. Old George stopped. He knocked her down and blackened her eye. She get back home, you know. She told her husband a lie. Don't you start me talking, I'll tell everything I know. No, don't you start many talking. I'll tell everything I know. Oh, I break up the signal fine. Somebody got to go. She borrowed some money, go to the beauty shop. Gets out in the street, oh, George stopped her. He blackened her eye and knocked her down. She got back home, you know, she told her husband a lie. Don't you stop me talking, I'll tell everything I know. Oh, you got to cut out this stuff, girl. Somebody got to go. Somebody got to go. Cut it off. Somebody got to go. Somebody got to go. Don't just start many talking. Don't just start many talking. Tell everything I know.
band Fleetwood Mac live in Chicago back in 1969. They had traveled there to play with some of their favorite Chicago blues men, Buddy Guy on some tracks, Willie Dixon, Otis Band, Shaky Horton, J.T. Brown, Honey Boy Edwards, S.P. Leary. Unfortunately, not Elmore James, because he had passed away about 5 years prior to this. And, of course, that was an Elmore James tune that they were doing. Peter Green and Fleetwood Mac. Before hearing Fleetwood Mac, we heard Bobby Rush from his new disc, Rawer Than Raw. Trying to get that one out. Again, he did a Sonny Boy Williamson tune called Don't Start Me to Talkin'. We're going to turn next to Boston blues man Peter Parsek. He has a brand new disc out called Mississippi Suitcase. From that disc, he's got a nice instrumental of a piece called The Supernatural, which is a number penned by Peter Green. He's got, let me see if he's got another Peter Green tune on here. Yeah, I thought maybe he did, but no, I think that's it. Anyway, interesting disc and interesting guitarist. Again, Peter Parsek with his rendition of Peter Green's The Supernatural.
Support for KRVS comes from Festival Acadien et Creole Virtual Edition, bringing you live and on-demand performances, an online crafts fair, a virtual race, and more. October 9th through the 11th. Details at festivalacadien.com.
There's a little something I wrote with the great Mr. William Bell. Might not be right for the world, but it's all right with this girl. You know, people like they don't understand. Reasons for relationship between a woman and a man. They talk about it, but they really don't know all of the qualities that make love grow. Oh, the green with envy, speculating hate, negative thoughts don't control my fate. You know it might not be right with the world.
That was a Ruthie Foster big band from a disc called Live at the Paramount, recorded live at the Paramount Performance Theater in Austin, Texas, just south of the Capitol Building. Great spot. It's over 100 years old. Interesting place. And Ruthie Foster, of course, a Texas blues and gospel diva. And this disc is a new one, her latest. Before hearing Ruthie Foster, we heard a new one from Peter Parsek. Again, he works out of Boston. His disc is called Mississippi Suitcase, and he did a rendition of the Peter Green tune, The Supernatural. We've got blues next here on KRVS from Gina Cecilia. We're going to go back to 2008 and a track from her disc, Hey Sugar. She originally from the Pittsburgh area and some years ago moved to Nashville. She's a good songwriter, a fine blues singer. Here is Gina Cecilia here on KRVS doing a rendition of an old Memphis mini tune, a piece called Kissing in the Dark.
Call the doctor. You had class. You had everything to make a love last. You had grace. You had charm. You had me hanging on your arm. But I found out you were a fake when you ran up and bit me like a snake. And I was ready to let go and let all my feelings show. Tell me why you want to be so cold, why you want to be so mean. You're gonna let your true color show. You're a perpetual blues machine. We could have been just fine if you had only been all mine. 'Cause I was for real, but you did not know that you were stepping on my heart as you were walking out the door. But now I know who you are, and it's a damn good thing we didn't get too far. 'Cause I'm not the one that's right for you. You need someone to do your wrong like you want them to do. Why you wanna be so cold? Why you want to be so mean? You're gonna let your true colors show. You're a perpetual blues machine. Now you're gone, and I'm glad that we didn't let it get too bad. You know, I tried to make it go, but there was just no way to tell you so. Why you want to be so cold? Why you want to be so mean? You're gonna let your true color show. You're a perpetual blues machine. You're a perpetual blues machine. You're a perpetual blues machine.
From a 2012 release, easy there, Ann. That was Ann Weiss. The two-disc set is called Where Folk Gets the Blues. And she was doing a rendition of the Keb Mo composition, Perpetual Blues Machine. She was preceded by Gina Cecilia. We heard Gina Cecilia from her disc, Hey Sugar. That came out in 2008. And she did a rendition of a Memphis Minnie tune called Kissing in the Dark. I think that was one Memphis Minnie recorded sort of late in her career in the early 1950s. Minnie, of course, born in Algiers, Louisiana. By the time she was 10, her family had moved to Memphis. She worked in Beale Street and ended up meeting her husband, Joe McCoy, sometimes called Kansas Joe McCoy. They moved on up to Chicago, and her first recording was Bumblebee, and she had a big, big hit with that one. And she and some others like Tampa Red and Big Bill Brunzi sort of brought rural blues to Chicago and gave it a sort of a urban sensitivity. We're going to listen to Memphis Minnie do a number called Weary Woman Blues. Don't have a date on this one, but Memphis Minnie on guitar and vocals, and of course, she's still influencing blues women. Memphis Minnie here on KRVS.
I was cake when I'm hungry, lightning when I'm dry. Cake when I'm hungry, lightning when I'm dry. And some good men to love me, heaven when I die. Nobody wants you when you're struggling all alone. Nobody wants you when you're struggling all alone. But when you find someone, they will wreck your happy home. Oh, step on now, pay me. Tell all about it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Long time. Good Lord sets up in heaven above. Just a show, show. Good Lord sets up in heaven above. You know your life ain't worth living if you can't be with the one you love. Well, I'm going away to leave you and a big bed all on by yourself. Going away to leave you and a big bed all on by yourself. Baby, just like I love you, I'm learning to love somebody else. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high, so don't you feel my leg. Don't you buy no ride, don't you buy no ride, 'cause if you buy some ride, you're gonna make me high. And if you make me high, you're gonna tell a lie, so don't you make me high. You said you'd take me out and treat me fine, but I know there's something you got on your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high, so don't you feel my leg.
Barker, telling it like it is, recorded in New York City back in August of 1938. Don't You Make Me High. Lulu Barker, the wife of Danny Barker, the two of them from New Orleans. They had spent many, many, many years married, long married life together. Lulu singing with the group called itself Danny Barker's Fly Cats, with Henry Allen on trumpet, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Sam Price on piano, Danny Barker on guitar, and Wellman Bro on double bass. And again, this was recorded in New York City, not in New Orleans, but a really interesting tune. Before that, we heard Memphis Minnie. We heard Memphis Minnie on guitar and vocals doing a number called Weary Woman's Blues. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the band Sapphire. They formed back in 1987, called themselves Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. They worked out of the Washington, D.C. area, had quite a number of discs out on Alligator Records over the years. They ended up breaking up in 2009, and we're going to turn to a disc they had on Alligator that year. It's called Having the Last Word. Ann Rabson on piano and guitar on a number of tracks with this band. She was sort of the staple of the group with it from beginning to end, and unfortunately she has since passed away. They're going to do an old blues number written by Andy Razoff, who wrote a lot of Tin Pan Alley-style blues, a lot of suggestive blues, a lot of entendre in his blues. Case in point will be this next tune, Sapphire, here on KRVS with their rendition of Kitchen Man.
Madam Bucks was quite deluxe. Servants by the score, footmen at each door, butlers and maids galore. But then one day Dan, the kitchen man, gave in his notices through.
Without my In the time of dying, I don't want nobody to mourn. All I want my friends to do, come and fold my dying arms. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. In the time of dying, I don't want nobody to cry. All I want my friends to do, come and close my dying eyes. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Going on down to the river, stick my sword up in the sand. Gonna shout my troubles over, I've done made it to the promised land. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. He's a dying bed maker. Well, 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 he's a dying bed maker. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Going on down to the river, stick my sword up in the sand. Gonna shout my troubles over, I've done made it to the promised land. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Meet me, Jesus, meet me. Won't you meet me in the middle of the air? And if these wings should fail me, Lord, won't you meet me with another pair? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Jesus gonna make up my dying bed.
From 1945, that was Josh White with In My Time of Dying, also known as Jesus Gonna Make Up My Dying Bed. He first recorded that back in 1933. He had a couple of identities in blues. One was Joshua White, the singing Christian, and the other one was Pinewood Tom. And Pinewood Tom did most of the blues. And, of course, by 1945, it was just Josh White, and he did all sorts of blues. This one was really popularized early on by Texas guitar evangelist Blind Willie Johnson. His version is sort of the standard by which all others are judged. And in this case, Josh White added some of his own verses to the tune. Very interesting number. Yeah, Josh White was preceded by the band Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. We heard them from 2009 doing a rendition of an old Andy Razoff composition, again, a piece called Kitchen Man. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to Leadbelly, Hudie Leadbetter. We're going to listen to him do one of two songs for which he is most famous. We're going to listen to one of a few versions he did of Midnight Special, and he's often credited with having written the tune, but there's a fair bit of evidence that suggested it was popular in prisons throughout the southern United States before he ever recorded it. Here he is, though, recording it in New York City along with the Golden Gate Quartet. Interesting version again, Midnight Special.
Yonder come a Miss Rosie, how in the world do you know? Well, I know about an apron and a dress she wore, Amarillo on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Well, I'm going and ask the governor, he's trying to lose my man, lift a midnight special, shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. When you get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, you go to march to the table, be the same damn thing. Knife and fork are on the table, there's nothing in my pain. Never said a thing about it. Have a trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Well, I went to the nation and the territory. Well, I thought about a girl I love lived in Mexico. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. You ever go to Houston, boys, you better walk right. And you better not squabble, and you better not fight. Bass and Rocker will rescue you. Hayden and Boone will take you down. You gonna bet your bottom dollar and a tangerine bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Well, jumping little Judy, she was a mighty fine girl. Well, Judy brought jumping to this whole round world. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a wild old day. Brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieving, been hollering and crying. And I began to worry about a great long time.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Once again, that was Lead Belly, along with a Golden Gate Quartet, recorded in June of 1940 in New York City. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and our URL on the internet is krvs.org. Check us out on the web. A lot of interesting information, podcasts of locally produced programs like this one. You can hear them at your leisure. There are also playlists of the same program, so if you want to track down a song, that definitely makes it easier. And we have our donate button if you're not a member. We are member-supported public radio. So if you're not a member, we hope that you'll join those who are members and help us keep these programs on the air with a contribution. And you can do that by going to krvs.org. Hit the donate button, assess a value that public radio has in your life, and hopefully pledge some financial support so we can keep these programs on air. Also, we have some information at the top of our homepage about some links for helping out people in Lake Charles, some of the agencies, that sort of thing, that are providing aid to those that have been terribly afflicted by Hurricane Laura. So check that out also. It's good to help our neighbors to the west. And we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. It is currently 11 a.m.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and